It's New Year's Eve at the gates of hell. Give the Antichrist a cigarette and tell him the boys here all the way from Oklahoma. And whoa, Lord, what the hell is that aroma? It's Jimmy Perkins and the other sons of bitches who ripped off musicians and they stole their riches. They're burning over yonder with the Fox News whores. And oh, look, is that the singer for the Doors? Nope, my mistake, cause no matter what they did, boys deserve to be in heaven. And by the way, kid, why am I here when I wasn't that bad? I just didn't like churches, but I never wore plaid. Now I know I'm funky and strip bar dirty, and I like a Les Paul through a Vox AC30. There's something about a lipstick pickup plugged into a blonde Tremolux. I guess I deserve to be burned alive since I bought my 1590 S335. And sure, I drank a lot of gin and tonic, but I never threw away my Panasonic. I kept the turntable through my divorce. Played Neil Young and Crazy Horse. Drunk out of my mind, saying tonight's the night. It was as lethal on vinyl as China White. Time I used a Ouija board and I never earned a Mickey B flat chord. So I got a double headed snake tattoo. I loved out a Ching by Lao Tzu. The action and the motion of a roulette wheel and a woman walking away in a pair of high heels. And once I drew to an inside straight flush, and I wished I could sing like Otis Rush. The truth of the matter is I really can't sing, but I can quote Martin Luther King. His words are stronger than angel dust is. The arc of the moral universe is long, but it bends towards justice. Now back to New Year's Eve at the gates of hell. It's kinda like the Beverly Hills Hotel. If you wanna get a table next to the fire, a sign says jacket and tie required. The devil is bad and God, of course, is good. But there's one thing I never understood. God throws us down in hell for all our sins, burning in a fire and it never ends. The decision is made at the highest level. Seems God outsources his work to the devil, like he's an employee on the vice squad. It appears like the devil is working for God. Oh, I can't believe I said that. Jimmy Perkins is a lying son of a bitch.